Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And we got to say it.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Well, brother, we left 2024 in the dust. We broke through the barricade and we're now into 25.
Good yes. Lord, what a blessing. 2025.
2025. Yeah, it's such a blessing of the Lord. And I want to thank you in advance for all the things you've done, doing, and going to do, and your continued support to this ministry spiritually, physically, financially. I'm so glad to say now I've been preaching 49 years.
Hallelujah.
49 years, good wow. Lord. And I want to say this at the very beginning of 2025, there is no secret sin in this woman, and there's no secret sin in me. We have lived clean before the Lord the day where I got born. Now, before I was born again, I was very dirty, needed a lot of showers, you know. But when I got
But the Lord washed it away.
But the Lord washed it with a fire hose. I had so much of it on me. And I mean, and we will continue that till Jesus comes
Amen.
Or we go by the way of the grave.
Amen.
And it's just such a blessing. I also want to make this announcement. Every year, God gives us a new theme.
Yes.
And my 2024 theme, I loved it, you know. I used the scripture first, is there anything too hard for the Lord? But the theme actually was, give God a job. I wanted to pull it into 2025. He said, you will, because you still will give me jobs. And every theme I've had in the past, it's all been going forth. But we have a new theme, and I'll be preaching that this Sunday morning at Covenant Church.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, it'll be stronger if you can physically be there. Okay. I'm going to set that theme in order. Now, I'm glad if you can't, I understand you can watch it online and all that kind of stuff. But you can, I'm going to set it in order. And if you got your new magazine, and then we started this, and it's a very simple statement. My daughter, Jody, still says it. But when she was young, she'd say, Dad, a young teenager, Dad, how come everything you touch prospers? It looks like everything you touch just works. And I looked at it, and I always said this. I said, well, Jody, that's easy. I create my world, and I walk in it. So the other day, I was saying, Lord, do you have a new theme? He said, yes. I said, well, what's my new theme? He said, create your world and walk in it. I said, no, I said that to Jody. He said, no, I said that to you. Oh, he said, tell people to create their world and walk in it. Now, I'm going to say, give you a little point. Satan cannot walk in my world. He stumbles when he does. The foundation... It's not good on him. He's kind of like an old person trying to walk on the beach, falling down. And he gets under my feet. See, and that's where he's supposed to be. And because my world is totally alien against his. So my foundation that holds me up cannot hold up Satan, causes him to stumble and fall. So I'm going to stop right there. And I hope you can come January the 5th. It'll be at 10 a.m. Sunday morning here at Covenant Church.
Central time,
and they're in Destrehan. That's a suburb of New Orleans. If you want to know what that means, that we're real pretty close to the airport, Armstrong International Airport. You got New Orleans proper, then you got Old Metairie, then you got regular Metairie, then you got Kenner, then you got Destrehan. And then you're going down, you got LaPlace. You keep going, you know, for, and all that kind of stuff. I want to, on this particular boardroom chat, the last one of 2024, I want to do a little update. And I want to do it for my partners. First, I want to say thank you in advance for all you've done, doing, and going to do. And I'm going to give you an idea, give you a little update of what this ministry has done mouth to mouth instead of just sending out a letter or something like that. They gave me a little list, and Kathy, you can jump in here. I want to let you know we're not lazy people. Age does not affect us in whatsoever at all. We do what we got to do at 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock at night. It doesn't make no difference. We just do what we have to do. Well, last year when we started out, ladies and gentlemen, me and Kathy together, I have preached, both of us, 300 services, flying all over the world, in 101 cities and in 6 nations. The traveling we're going on. This is not counting what we're doing today. This is not counting television. This is physical work, going out there doing that. Now, how many of those services out of those did you preach?
70.
And then I did, I did 231, something like that, 30. And 101 different cities. So that's why sometimes I'd wake up, I didn't know where I was. I thought I was in Chicago and I was in Detroit. Oh, I thought I was in Detroit and I was in Los Angeles, you know, different things. To do what? To reach people, to change lives one soul at a time. Mm. It was a glorious year. And in all my ministry now, and now preaching 49 years, because I preached my first message ever in the first week of January, 1976. And it just amazing to me. I didn't want to preach, but I was put into the ministry, like the Apostle Paul said, by a wonderful pastor who's in heaven today. And his name was Brother Sidney Rafer. Great man of God. When I think of him, I think fondly of him, you know, because he was such a great man to me. And anyway, so when I go out and do that, I tell all my partner, I take all of you with me. People say, he don't seem like he's lonely. Well, you with me to reach people, to change lives, one soul at a time. I tell my finance department, when you send in your wonderful donations to this man, I said, this is not money, even though it may be a check, or online giving, or however you do it. I said, this is people. These people believe in us and trust in us. And I said, Lord, I will never break trust with you or break trust with my partners. And everything you see today, because I wish things were free, but they're not. They're very, very expensive. Costs a lot of money. But that's okay. You know, some people got to make a living. I understand all that kind of stuff. So, Kathy, while I was gone 231, flying all over the place doing this, what was you doing? You were preaching the same
way. Actually, I was with you for the majority of those.
Yeah, you came. You came to quite a few of them.
Yeah, I was amening there on the front row.
But how many times?
Some of them I was home. You weren't with me on all of mine.
Yeah, but how many times you were preaching in one city and I was preaching in another?
Several
times. And I'd have to leave and fly and go to her city where she was, pick her up, we'd both fly home.
When I think about all the congregations and all the different people we've interacted with during the year of 2024, we knew some of them personally, but not all.
No.
But one day when we all get to heaven, we'll be able to reminisce and talk about all that God had did during those meetings. You know, and we left a deposit there of the Spirit of God, of what God put in us. We communicated, and we just love getting your comments and your letters, saying how your life has changed. In fact, I have a few testimonies I could read today
that,
as an example. But you know, we do this on all the chats, and I'd always read glorious moments on not all of our television programs, but some of them. And you know, hey, something else new. I just remembered, beginning in 2025 January, it's already started. We're on daily. On social media, we created daily programming.
Amen.
Instead of just our Sunday broadcast or our weekly broadcast, which sometimes aired on a Sunday, sometimes depending upon what station you were watching us on the television, or it was a weekly program, and now it's daily. So we have
Praise
like 6 days a week, I guess it is, that you're going to see new content where you can be ministered to, and that's really what it's all about. Our heart is to not to reach people, of course, and that means getting born again, but we want to change lives day by day with the gospel, because the only way that we can grow in God is to have our
mind. Let me interrupt you. Not in crowds, but one soul at a time.
One soul at a time.
There may be a crowd there, but I am seeing one, like when you speak to God, there are billions of people on the planet, but it's you and God like this.
That's so good.
See what I'm saying? Because we love people, and that's all. I mean to cut you off, but to make people realize what we do and
why we do. Well, that's what our new shirts are.
So
you know, we
decided to wear our T-shirts. I'm not T-shirt. What do you call these things?
Sweatshirts.
And do you have a sweat on them? Why do I call them sweatshirts?
Because you're supposed to sweat and work in it, but we're not sweating.
No, we don't sweat.
No sweat.
We got a sweatless anointing.
Yeah, so it's our logo, reaching people, changing lives, and it's been going on since 1976.
Yeah, and
that's why the 76 is here. 1976 is when we began.
I got to go. I want to thank all of you. And I thank you for your continued support. We have never wasted one nickel of your money. I don't touch your money. You give that to God. And I mean that sincerely. And many people have been so courteous and kind to me. And they say, how was your holidays? Well, Thanksgiving was wonderful. Christmas was wonderful, you know. New Year's, I mean, we look forward because we visionaries. I have a new book called
Notes of a Visionary.
People have called me, you're a visionary specialist. And I don't mean that sound prideful. I am. I know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. And the whole key to make it work is timing. Timing has got to be right in everything that you do.
Right
is that
here.
The book? Oh, you got it. Yeah, Notes from a Vision Specialist. If you'd like to get it, you can go to jdm.org. For all that ordering information, you'll be blessed by.
I think it's for a donation for our partners. Make the vision real. It just reminds me of something. Over the holidays, we connected with a lot of friends. It was so good to have time with them. And I was noticing, and I mentioned to you this morning how, you know, every conversation, it seems like they would say, oh, it was so good connecting with y'all again. Y'all are so real. And I'm wondering, why do they say that?
Because we are.
A lot of people maybe are not.
Well, let me say this. I'm known all over the world. I mean,
what you see is what you get.
And a lot of people think I'm a big preacher. I'm 5'7", And I got the stretch to get there lately because, you know, as you get older, you kind of, you know, I'm no big shot. And I've had a lot of my friends be walking. I don't know how many people stop me. You just at the place. And they're kind of impressed by that, you know. And I'm not, because I think the only reason why anybody know me because is what Christ has done through me and in me. And it's just been a blessing of the Lord. So, partners, thank you. You never go a day without prayer. We pray for you. Call your name before the Lord Jesus Christ, all my wonderful partners. And it's just such a blessing of God. So I thank you for your continued support. And I don't have to say that. I've been saying that now 49 years. Let me tell you something. I have probably one of the oldest partners, not in age, but in giving. I mean, I had one never missed a month in 40 years. Never. I have the grandfather is still given
today
to me.
They're in heaven.
They died. Yeah. The grandfather is given to me. The father is given to me. The grandson is given. We have what we call in Jesse Prince Ministries perpetual giving. In other words, if the grandfather would give to our ministry, watch this, he would tell his son, well, why don't you give to his ministry? Because, you know, we support that. The son's, okay, Dad, I like Brother Jesse too. And then the father, who was a son, now becomes a father and tells his son, and it happened. I got children that support me at $1 a month, 50 cents a month, and they want their part in the letter. They're looking for it. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So we try to go in every outlet possible. In our wonderful magazine, which is right here, I think, I want you to read some of these. Listen to this. Just in email magazines this year, 2,187,362. That's a lot. In physical ones, this is the physical. And you know, let me tell you something about some of my friends. They say, you need to quit printing this. This costs a lot of money to print. A lot of money.
And I think the postage.
And all everything you can think of. But now you can get it online. Well, the difference between me and Kathy, watch this now. Take this part, Kathy. She likes online. I like something in my hand. So as long as you want something in your hand, I'm going to print the thing. Now, I could cut it off and still use this and maybe probably touch a lot more people.
Well, we're doing both.
Yeah, but we're
we
doing
don't have
both.
To choose.
It's just
we're
whatever. You see what I'm saying?
And you know,
that's to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And that's just this year. I don't know how many. It's been in 49 years of ministry.
It's over 4 million.
4 million what?
40 million. I think it was 40 million when we started counting.
40 or 50 million. I mean, a lot.
We need to keep track of
every
that.
Once in a while, we go into the
Heaven keeps the track of it for us.
If we go into our archive, we look at our first little newsletter. Lord Jesus. I mean, it was one page like this. But we started. You have to start somewhere, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So thank you, partners. And so think about that. In all these cities, we ain't sitting down. We're moving, decreeing, declaring the word of the living God. And we will continue to do so. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of that, we keep ourselves clean.
Amen.
Let me say it again. There's no secrets in here. I mean, when I got saved, I enjoy being saved so much that I don't have time for that junk. I had a person say this the other day, you know, I've been watching you for over 40 years. I've never seen you sick. I said, well, I didn't have time. That doesn't mean the devil didn't attack me. I didn't slow down long enough for him to get me. I just kept going, and doing what the Lord tells me to do. In my mind, the forefront of my mind is this simple statement. What wilt thou have me to do?
Right.
See, that's why I don't think I'll ever retire. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm 75. Now, Kathy don't like me to say this. Going on 76. And most people say, man, that man got some energy. Well, what causes that energy to take effect is that statement, what wilt thou have me to do? I mean, you can only just fish so much, play golf so much. I have no hobbies. I guess you could say my hobby is the gospel. I just enjoy doing that more than anything. And Kathy does too. When Kathy prepares for a sermon, she'll stay up half the night. I mean, Milo, the other night, she had to preach Sunday morning. She didn't go to bed till after 4 o'clock in the morning. But she was back in the back at, I don't know, about 9 o'clock at night. And she said, when I'd go to stop, I see something better. And what happened? And she preached it and delivered it wonderful. But when we got home, she said, don't talk to him. I'm going in my chair. Pass out, you know. And that's okay. So that's what we did. We take this stuff serious. So all our partners, and if you're not a partner, you pray about becoming one. Well, how do I do that? Well, whatever you want to give it's up to you. You go to jdm.org. You can hit the donate button. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation. or a recurring one. And you can use the JDM apps, which are absolutely free, and select the giving you want. Or you can mail in an old-fashioned donation like I do. The thing that's just so amazing to me, and I've had so many people, and I want to answer this. In all the meetings that you have done, you have never charged us. We never charge registration fees. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not being critical of nobody. We don't do that. We ask you to register so we know how many people are coming so we can prepare so that you can be comfortable, you know, and things that we don't charge reservation fees. We don't do any of that. And if you ever went to a meeting and someone charged you to get in, I don't know about that. Because if I do, I tell them, stop it. I mean, because, you know, some people can't afford that and they want to come too. But then I look at the other side. That some people, I mean, you don't say you're coming and you don't show up. Mm. I mean, wouldn't that hurt your feelings if you said somebody invited you to dinner and they cooked everything and you never showed up? Well, that's exactly what your pastor's doing every Sunday morning. And he's at Saturday night, he or she, Saturday night, they're cooking a meal, a spiritual meal. And come Sunday morning, you don't show up. Excuse me? Now, sometimes things happen. We understand that. We're not talking about that. But in other words, I believe in being loyal to God's house and loyal to God in everything, spiritually, physically, financially. And I've had people tell us, y'all don't mind tithing. No, we like to give. It's a blessing. It's just, we just enjoy it. And why? And because they said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. So I want to give you a little update. Think about that in terms of all these, magazines. And let me get some of the stuff I can read. Some of the people that have contacted our mission and views, I think 20 million. And since expanding... just this year. And since expanding our online presence, the ministry has received over 80 million contacts, views, people reaching to us. So our theme for 2025 is Create Your World and Walk in It. The daily TV broadcast starting in the new year on social media, Kathy just said that.
Look at that smile.
Yeah.
Big old lots of teeth.
I still got my teeth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving live stream results. On YouTube, over 5,000 views, X over 2,000. Christmas streamed on YouTube and X started on Christmas Eve at 3 until Christmas Day. And that's, I mean, I don't know half this stuff.
Right, I can tell you're not clear. I'm not saying it right.
You say it right, Kevin, because, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's just listing some of the things that we did in this. We mentioned some of this when we were on our last. A previous chat, I think it was, when we won with Chrissy.
Yeah.
But it was so wonderful to see that all these different outlets, these different things that we're doing, I know that people are being reached, lives are being changed, and that's why we do it. And we're so thankful you're watching today on this very first boardroom chat. You know, this is number 247. We began doing this in 2020. Just thought it would be temporary, but the Lord has led us to continue them, and this has become...
We hear the voice of the Lord. He told us to continue it.
That's right.
And I'm very proud of this. You know, I've been wrongly criticized about owning a plane and jet. I am the biggest purchaser of jet fuel in the private sector here in New Orleans. And I don't charge any church any expenses when I go. I receive an offering, but it's not to meet my expenses. I take that offering that they give and I put it in a project somewhere. But as far as me getting there and getting back, I pay my own food, my own lodging if I have to stay overnight, all fuel. And I mean, I've had some ministers say that on plan. Well, you make us look bad. I ain't trying to make nobody look bad. Look at me. I like living by faith. That's why I bought my planes debt free. God gave me that finance through you who gave. Man, that was such a blessing. I don't own it. That belongs to the Lord. But watch this. I invest that in the people's lives. So they say, you mean you got Jesse the Planner? Your church only has 150, 200 people. Say, he don't charge. Mm. You what? No. And I'm not bragging about that. Why? I like living by faith. What I preach, I live. What Kathy preaches, she lives. So those are just some of the things. So that says a lot to the secular world. So that guy, this is what they say. That guy needs a plane. Good Lord. I have three mechanics working 24/7 to keep them things up and running. I got two full-time certified pilots, man, that'll get that job done, and they're just with me. I mean, it's just amazing.
I was just thinking about how the job that God's given us to do, which is preach the gospel all over the world since 1976. He put that mandate upon us. And over the years, he's brought a lot of people to our to us to help us, people behind the scenes that help us to get this done. We're so thankful for all of them because all of us have individual jobs that they maybe they specialize in, but it takes a team. And it's so wonderful to know that God has brought capable people that are passionate, that love the Lord, that care about you, that are helping us. So there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. God put us in the front most of the time. It's Jesse, but we're together. We're doing this, and it's not just us, and it's not just our staff that works together to help this get done.
Well, Kathy,
it's our partners too that are part of the team. You're all part of one great big team.
Yes, indeed.
Because God gave us all a job to reach you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's because he desires everyone to live a life that's blessed and pain-free, sick, poverty-free.
So many people coming together. We didn't build this set. I did not build this set. See that sign that says JDM back there? Did you build it? Did you do that?
We had the idea.
It
was a team effort.
Somebody physically put that thing back there. I think George, you did it on the
computer. I picked the frame. George helped me.
There's so many people.
Actually, the logo back there began years ago by someone else. We've perfected it and tweaked it and added things to it.
I didn't physically do it.
But you notice in the middle it says since 1970.
Look at my Tumblr. I didn't do anything with this. I didn't build this. But somebody did. You see what I'm saying? So, and it all comes together so we can preach this glorious gospel. So we thank all our friends, all our partners. We're a team. Reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. So I want to just give you a little update of all of the. I don't know how many miracles. If I would say a number, I would be wrong. How many people touch? The joy, and it sounds like I'm bragging, but now I'm just giving you an update. The joy that we bring to people. They say you're real. Well, how can you be any other way? You see what I'm trying to say? You don't judge me. Now, I can't do that. That's not my job. My job is to preach the glorious gospel.
And let the Holy Spirit do the job of convicting.
Just doing what he's supposed to do in your life, see? So when you understand that, that is just the most amazing thing to me. So your faithful financial support is so vitally important. Your prayers are so vitally important. They connect together so we can touch people who the world calls untouchable. Untouchables. Not in this ministry. Everybody in this ministry we go to are touchable. We reach out to them to do the wonderful things. That's just some of the things we do. Plus, working 9 to 5, you know? That old song, working 9 to 5, Dolly Parton. I mean, just working. We are a place of work, and it's just such a blessing. So I wanted to explain, kind of give you an update. Now I want to go to a scripture here, and it's in St. John 15. I want to read verse 1. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. What does that mean? God will not have waste. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Okay, I'm about ready to address the elephant in the room here. And I want to talk to you. So many people have asked me different things of that nature. And I got up this morning to come do this, and Spirit of God said, I want you to talk about this. I said, okay. When I told Kathy, she goes, ooh. She get a little nervous. I said, you ain't got to get nervous. St. John 16:13 follows this boy. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you in all truth. I want to make this announcement. And hear me. Don't judge this thing yet. Hear me out. We are no longer on the network of Daystar. We went off, I think, George, if I'm not correct, he's behind the camera. The 22nd, 21st of December was our last program. Stop. Why? I know what you're thinking. Don't think. Pull that slate out. It was not because of what's going on at Daystar, the scandal or whatever people want to call it. It was not. Had nothing to do with that. I can't say that hard enough, effective enough. I like Joni Lamb. I like Doug Weiss. I like Susie. I like Jonathan. I mean, I knew them kids. I met them when they were little lambs. I like that granddaughter. I don't know what's happening. I'm shocked. And I don't think you do too. There's a lot of accusation in your window. It's going to eventually come out. And I asked the Lord about it. He said, that's my business. And I'll take care of it. I said, I'm yours to command. So it wasn't going off because of that. I didn't know that happened. Any of that stuff was happening until, three years ago, whenever it kind of came up, whatever. I took my program because of St. John 15, verse 2. Every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. I do very well on Daystar, partners and everything. You don't want to cut something off that's doing well. That verse says, cut it, so it'll bear more fruit. I didn't want to do that at first. This happened about 6 months ago, I'm just sitting in my study, and me and God had some great conversation about Reddit. I was going to just meditating on the word, just kind of thing. And he said, I want you to go off a Daystar. He said, remember when I told you I want you to go off a TBN? Oh, Lord. And I thought, well, Lord, what about my wonderful partners? He said, they will follow you. And I want to tell you something. When I went off a TBN, they didn't take me off. I went off. I grew by 30%. I said, and it's never stopped. Mm-hmm. Never. And all those years, I don't know how long I've been off TV or not, but good while. Mm-hmm. Okay, now watch this. He said, I will do the same thing on Daystar as I did on TBN. Your partners will follow you. They will find you. I said, you know, they're my extended family. Did I want to go up? No. Was it doing good? Yes. Well, do I have financial trouble? No. Look at me. You look at one blessed puppy here. I am one blessed ministry, one blessed couple. In terms of finances, that's why I get criticized so much, you know. Do you know Jesus was blessed too? That's why they got mad when he ate a sandwich. You're nothing but a glutton. If he drank some of your wine, you know, he never had a financial deficit. And Ephesians 5 verse 1 says, be you therefore imitators of God and dear children. So I said, well, if he don't, I'm not. Then you know, get ready for the church world. Who do you think you are? Well, what this Bible said. So what he's done, he's purged that branch so it can bring it forth more fruit. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? So now, people want to know what I think about all that stuff. I don't think about it. I pray about it.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I just said? Because when you think about it, you open up your thought processes to anything come flying in by someone's innuendo, some this and that and all that kind of stuff. I pray about it. I don't doubt that Jonathan is a fine young man. Susie, fine young man. But I like Joni too. I've been knowing him all these years. And I met Doug Weiss, however you say that, many years ago in Colorado. Do you understand? I pray about that. I don't think about that. Because when you think about that, you get in the flesh on that kind of stuff. You begin to want to take sides. I pray about it. Now, if all this stuff happened the way some people say, if you live in Louisiana, you're going to jail. And if that molestation is true, I don't see how that can be in my mind. Now, I'm going to think for a second. How can any man want a child? What can a child do for an adult? You got a problem here. That's satanic. See what I'm saying? But instead of trying to think about that, I cut it off and I pray about it. And I pray this, Lord, work all this out. Heal everything that needs healing. Fix everything that needs fixing. And I know it. But the direct insult or direct access is Satan trying to destroy the body of Christ. Because if he can keep us all fighting each other, he don't have to fight us. Now, why do people make mistakes? Why do they sin? They think about it instead of praying about it. That's a good statement, isn't it, Kathy?
It's very good.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, me and Kathy, I want to say it again. We did not pull our program because of that.
Yeah, the decision was made in September at least, even before we'd been thinking about it. But we didn't want to break contracts. We just decided we're just not going to renew it. And it just so the contract finished out. And now we're here in 2025 going into another direction. We're added daily TV on social media. So it's still a lot of outreach.
I want to finish your statement. George, I want you to correct me. When the Lord told us to go off, we had contractual agreements that when we signed with them, that you have to honor. You see what I'm saying? And I think someone at Daystar called you back. Am I right, George? George is behind the camera, so I'm looking like this. And they said, are you having financial trouble or something like that? To that point, George, in a sense, something like that. I don't know how they said that. And I think you said, no, I ain't got anything to do with money.
And yes, that's right.
And it's just that the Lord is speaking to him. And that's St. John 15, verse 2. He purgeth it. Not that they're bad. No, he's just going to bear more fruit. Just bear more fruit. I'll make it so simple. You ever went on a diet and it didn't work? So you purged it, went on another diet and it did work? That's what's happening. It bore more fruit and things of that nature. And so it's just such a blessing. And we will miss. And let me say this. If God tells me to turn around and go back, I go back. The world can say what they want about me. I'm the kind of man. People say, I don't see how you, Jody says to my daughter, Daddy, you're the strongest man I've seen in my life. That persecution is like water on a duck's back. So if you ever see me do this, that's like a duck. I'm just knocking the water off. They don't like my house. They don't like my plane. They don't think I should have Kathy, or blah, blah, all kinds of crazy.
Nobody says that.
Oh, I don't, because they think she's so much nicer than I am.
Oh, right.
And it's not true. But anyway,
we're both nice.
And I mean, there's always somebody going to say something. You can't win for losing. And, so I just go on. And so when people say, boy, that's a nice, I say, isn't God good? Look what God gave me. Whew. Oh, why didn't you fly Delta? Because they couldn't fly my schedule. Huh? Oh, I'd have had to cancel the meeting. But with this, the planes, we just go forward. You heard me say planes, not plane, planes. Boy, I'm digging a hole, huh? Oh, no, you can say what you want. These are tools to preach the glorious gospel. Right now, I am looking at a camera, okay? But no more than 6 inches between that camera is another camera. There's another camera over here. They got more cameras. If I have an itch, I can't scratch. It's going to pick me up. See, those kind of things, you know, and that's all right. Mm-hmm. So I want everyone to know that. And so be looking in your magazine, look at different places. We're looking at other things and doing many things. We're really hitting social media and different other things real hard. And because, you know, the world's changing and you have to change with it. It'd be kind of, well, maybe I shouldn't say that because I might be criticized. I don't understand the Amish. I think they're wonderful people. Them people can cook, son. I've eaten in places, man. I'm going to tell you something. Them Amish people know how to cook. Now, why? When you can have a fast car and you got a horse, but that's okay. They seem to enjoy their life. That's good enough for me. I don't get mad when I preach up in Pennsylvania and I get behind one of them, a wagon, like, you know, and a mule's pulling in a horse, but, and they got a sign, be careful, you know, and I go, well, he's still moving. So what happened? I remember, but I went past that. I went to a car. When I went past that, I went to a jet. And one day I'm going to be like, beam me up, Scotty, you know, like Star Trek, you know, where you can whew, you just be there. Whatever, that technology, I follow it that way. At one time, I had 180 people working here. How many we have now? Maybe what, 88, 89, 90, something like that. Well, a lot of people retired. I've been doing this a long time. And what we did, we replaced them with technology. Not that we won't give them a job, but, and it's functioning and working in different things of that nature. And I have very long-term employees. Man, a lot of people have been working with, a lot of them 20 years, 15 years, 30 years. And I have two that have been working for me more than 40 years. Fritz Brown was working, going on 41 years. And Kathy says, I didn't go to work for you. I got drafted. She's been with me 49, you know, as far as the ministry and things of that nature. So I wanted to make that announcement to you so you know, once again, it has nothing to do with what's going on with that inner turmoil there because we don't think about it. We pray about it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So I hope we gave you a little update of what's going on. Kathy, I want you to read a few testimonies, then we'll close out.
Okay.
And then we're going to start running toward 2025 like we ain't never ran before.
Yeah, and this one's from Kelly. It says, Happy New Year, Brother Jesse, Pastor Kathy. Love from Southern California.
I like Southern California.
And Manuel says, Hello and blessings from Mexico. Susan says, I'm loving your boardroom chats.
I like that.
And then Connie says, God bless you both, your partner from Michigan. This one's from Clarissa that says, the Lord told me to sweep a parking space in front of the apartment building where we rent the second floor apartment a few years ago for a family car that he had for us. Last Friday, December the 14th, 2024, my son parked his Kia Sportage SX Prestige 2025 in front of the apartment building. I told my son that is what I meant when I would tell him and others all the time to expect unexpected blessings. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to view your boardroom chats and have access to all of your programs with such rich and nourishing messages from the Lord. God bless you, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy.
That's such a blessing.
I love seeing the fulfillment, standing on the promises and calling in those blessings.
Amen.
John says, I first heard of Jesse on TBN in the early 90s.
Yep.
I was pretty young, and I'd take flack from other believers for listening to those TV evangelists. But JDM has proved to me that they're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, right.
I've been blessed many times through your service. Thank you, Jesse.
That blesses me. We don't change.
Yeah.
You know, we work with a changing world, but we got the right gospel. It is a blessing of
Amen.
The Lord.
Sandra says, hello, watching you from South Carolina.
Okay.
And Sahaya says, wishing you a Merry Christmas from India.
You got one more?
One more. Mandy says, thank you for your powerful teachings. I'm enjoying them a lot from South Africa. It's just a sampling of your comments. Thank you so much for sending those in. Keep watching, keep sharing with other people. And remember that even though our broadcast maybe may not be on some networks,
right.
You can always find us on social media. Especially the app is the
television too. Both.
Probably that, yeah. And the app is the best. Yeah, a lot of secular stations. In fact, we expanded onto more secular stations in that same transition time.
I tell you why I'm giving you this update. You know, I've had so many people say, "Do you think you'll ever retire?" No, I don't. I don't. I could. That's not the issue. I mean, every time I think, well, you know, I'm gonna kick this baby back a little bit here. God gives me a project to go do. And, you know, these projects cost a lot of money. So many different things. My mind's doing 100 miles an hour all the time. And, you know, Kathy handles the church side of our ministry and a lot of other things, but especially the church side of it. And she just comes up to me not long ago and says, I need an event center. Okay. And she gave me the dimensions. I said, if we're going to do this thing right, we're looking at a lot of money here. $7-8 million if you're going to really do it right. Okay. Well, we got that on the list. Here we go. We're going to build a thing. It's going to come to pass. And you're going to help us do it. God, I'm moving. And then here I am. I finally down at Armstrong International Airport. I'm using this. These are just some of the projects. Today. I got my hangar and I got my plane in there and I'm so excited. And I just happen to walk out and I'm just thanking God. And I look and I see this big empty space on the other side of the offices. I mean, big. I mean, real big, you know.
At the airport.
At the airport. You know, there's nothing. You know, you see the runway. Stuff like that. And so I did this. And all of a sudden, I saw a huge building there. And I saw another hangar way bigger than what I got. And I got a pretty big hangar. And I said, vision. Yeah. The more you're seen, the more Christ can be seen. That's how I think. I'm going to build it. And in that situation, people will come. And not only will their needs will be met, but their spiritual, they'll see spirituality in there. You know, everything we do has a spiritual connotation to it and connection to it. The cameras. There's a reason for that, you know, things of that nature. We're not pointing our cameras at pornography. See, they're selling that. We're pointing this to you so you can see the goodness and the graciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and another project we've been talking about, I think we're going to start that this year as well. I think they're already talking about it, is replacing all our sanctuary lighting with LED lights. It's a big project.
About $300,000, I think.
Big project, but it's necessary.
I asked one of my employees that. I said, is there anything in this ministry costs $100? I'd sure like to buy it. Why does it have to be $100,000?
Well, it accumulates, you know, everything.
It accumulates. So those are just some of the things. And then God's telling me, go out the country. You know how much money it costs to go out the country?
Go to other nations.
To other nations and things of that nature. I went, and to preach to the place. Why is that? Didn't charge nobody nothing. And these people don't make hardly any money. The pastor was so kind to me. He received an offering from me. He said, and I know he was thinking, I don't know if I can meet his budget. I never told him my budget. Budgets cost you something. Vision brings you something.
Made no demands.
Made no demands. I came back. He called me back. But maybe 3 days later, he said, and he had some of the biggest speakers in the world. If I name them, you knew them were there. He said, Jesse, you had the biggest offering we've ever given any guest speaker. I said, I did. Now, this is a poor country. Poor people. Biggest ever. And they're all getting blessed now. And you never once charged us. What I went there for was not to get their money, was to get them souls. Because you, my partner, sent me there and said, you preach this glorious gospel. I sent you $20 a month. You go down there, you take that $20 a month, you go down there and you get them people saved. You get them people healed. And it just blessed me so much. The biggest offering? You got to be kidding me. You know, but it's the truth. So I wanted to give you this update. And I'm going to say one more thing. When I'm your friend, I'm your friend. Joni Lamb, I'll always be your friend. Hey, Doug, I'll always be your friend. Jonathan, I'm your friend. Susie, I'm your friend. To the whole Lamb family, I'm your friend. I've been there. Like I said, I don't think about it. I pray about it. But I'm your friend. And all you other Christians out there, you may not like me because I believe in prosperity, but I'm going to tell you something going to shock you. I'm your friend. Because the love of friends are far greater than the hate of enemies. See what I'm saying? So I just want you to know that. No matter what happens in life, I'm your friend. And a friend stick it closer than a brother. Partners, you my extended family. And you will always be.
Friends. And family.
And it's such a blessing. So thank you. Let me say it again. This Sunday, January 5th, I'm setting in order that new theme. And if you can be there, because that anointing, corporate anointing in that building, so much stronger. If you can't, we understand. But if you can, I want you to be there. And bring a friend. Share a miracle. You'll have a wonderful, glorious time. So we'll see you next week. And there ain't no grass growing under Kathy's feet or my feet because we don't have time. We just running. Hallelujah. To preach this glorious gospel. Thank you, partners, for all you've done in 2024 and what you're doing in 2025.
Yes.
Till next time, Jess and Kathy saying, we love you. We see you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.